Hi, Brad. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I'm pretty new to your show, so if you discuss this a lot, you can tell me to hang up and look at something else. But I'm
good
talking
grief,
about
no,
transdermal HGH, homeopathic human growth hormone. Do you have any insights into that? Can you tell me anything?
I can tell you less than I can tell you about other topics, because in Washington State, our state medical board, quote-unquote, very firmly discourages medical doctors, and particularly medical doctors who do natural medicine, from getting anywhere near human growth hormone. They've ripped off the medical licenses from two or three natural medicine doctors who are MD med doctors, but still natural medicine, just for having the temerity to prescribe growth hormone. So I kind of don't want to go there for that reason, so I don't study on it much. Now, having said that, doesn't mean I don't know anything. If we're trying to get any hormone through the skin, sir, there's some stuff they sell in the natural food stores, the Tahoma dispensary, your local compounding pharmacy, etc., which is the following composition. You can read it right on the label. It has 70% DMSO, DMSO, and 30% aloe vera gel. Now, it's a gel. The whole thing is a gel. It's not a liquid. DMSO by itself is a liquid, but somehow they've turned this into a gel. And that DMSO is a terrific carrier of anything through the skin, including dirt, sir. So you got to make sure your skin is nice and clean. But anything we want to get absorbed into the system through the skin, if we want to do that, the DMSO, we rub that into the skin, the thing we want to get absorbed, and then immediately rub in this DMSO and aloe stuff over it, and it'll get in, no question.
But is DMSO, I've heard of that. Isn't that like a wood product or something?
You got it, sir. It is a wood product. It's totally natural. It was discovered in the Weyerhaeuser laboratories and transferred to, the whole effort was transferred to Professor Stanley Jacob from the University of Oregon. It's thoroughly well researched. And what it has to do with transdermal, sir, is it comes in a liquid or a gel. And what Dr. Jacob proved, and you could just put in Stanley Jacob book into your search engine and up would come his DMSO books. What he proved, that DMSO is a terrific carrier and it will carry anything through human skin. No kidding. That's what it's got to do with it, even though that molecule started in a tree.
Okay, but that explains the transdermal side. But what about the HGH side?
I can't prescribe it, but I do know that the homeopathic form works from frequencies, not from the molecular substance. Oh, homeopathy is frequency medicine. I wish that conventional medicine would wake up to that and quit knocking it, because now conventional medicine is using lasers and all kinds of other frequencies, and they just refuse to recognize that homeopathy is frequency medicine. Getting back to that, since it's frequency medicine, it doesn't need to go through the skin. It can emit its frequencies anywhere, as long as they're close to the skin anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm still confused. I just don't get the connection between DMSO.
The DMSO is, if you want to take any hormone through the skin, the DMSO and aloe will take it through the skin. But if you don't want to take it through the skin and you're working, for example, with a homeopathic patch, something like that, you don't need to use the DMSO, because the homeopathic patches emit frequencies, and the frequency will penetrate just like a radio wave will penetrate through the skin.
Okay, you mentioned compounding pharmacies. So is this something that a compounding pharmacy or a naturopath can prescribe? I'm just trying to...
Which one, sir? Which one of the things you mentioned?
Well, the HGH. I'm interested in the HGH.
So. Yes, if you go to Nevada, sir, because in Nevada, the state medical board does not chase the doctors around the fence for prescribing HGH. But you'll have to go to Nevada. You cannot get it done safely in Washington State because the doctors are all gun-shy.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's just facts of life here in Washington.
I'm just trying to figure this out. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling.